Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I am Kay, the social media producer here at Betches.
And I'm Derek from JoJo's season of The Bachelorette, which was like 5 years ago now.
I know.
And the last season of Bachelor in Paradise.
So we're going to be talking about the Bachelorette finale last night and Bachelor in Paradise. We just figured
5 hours of television.
Yeah, 5 hours of television, especially if Bachelor television is a lot, but we're here for it. We're here for you. So let's dive in.
Yeah. Compress. You don't need to watch any of it. We're here. So the Bachelorette finale starts with Garrett crying for the first hour of the show. That was all like I put some notes down and literally I just said, why is Garrett always crying?
Can somebody give Garrett a tissue?
Can someone grab
a tissue?
He might need a whole like towel with.
He's choking back his tears over Becca, which honestly is like super sweet.
Okay. But the weird thing about it is he's not crying in front of her, like literally the uncle or whatever.
Yeah, it's her uncle.
Is yeah, her uncle is like, oh, has Becca ever seen this side of you? And he's like, oh no, I don't do that in front of my girl.
Good.
But apparently he's fine just bawling in front of the family. And they fell in love with him for it.
Yeah, but you know, like it shows a little bit of vulnerability that we haven't really seen in Garrett yet. I mean, it made me like him a little bit, like more than I did before.
Yeah, I've been trying not to like him at all. And I have to say, like, you can definitely see that he and Becca, for some weird reason, like completely mesh up for some. I don't think you can make sense of it. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, no,
it's that couple to me. And maybe this is because I kind of love Becca. But to me, it's like it's that couple on the street where you go, I don't know about those two.
Because I do judge couples as they walk down the street, so I get that.
Who doesn't?
Right. I wish that was me. But
if
no.
If you think you don't, you're a psychopath.
One of the other things that I was noticing, which also like Jared Freed and some of the other girls in the office were noticing, Becca's sister's hair. Like the really frizzy, like curly blonde hair.
They're
like,
so different, right?
So different.
And I was expecting, so for some reason, I thought we had seen her sister before.
I think it was just her friend because her sister wasn't on.
That looked like almost identical, right?
Yeah,
they were
maybe.
Like super the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I was like, is this a replace? You know how sometimes they go to like, so I don't remember where I saw it, but when you think about it, a couple weeks before, when they did Hometowns, mm-hmm. Jason lives in Seattle. His parents moved away from Buffalo. So like they went to Buffalo and they just rented a house when it was in.
Wait, I didn't know
so
that.
So I was like, did they just rent a sister that I
Wait,
haven't
how
seen
did you,
before?
Did I miss this?
Yeah.
Rented a home?
They rented a house. But it's something they do sometimes. They do like, you know, some like weird stuff that doesn't really.
But why didn't they just use the actual home?
I think because they used his family on the episode. I'm sorry, his friends on that one episode. Remember they went and like ate chicken wings.
Apparently it was like super last minute too.
Yeah.
They added the friends in because I guess the weather was really bad and they couldn't do the date that they had planned.
Mother Nature doesn't mess around.
Okay. So anyways, back to Garrett. He spent the whole time crying and her parents like loved him.
They did.
They really liked Garrett because then you go to Blake and they were like giving some hard hitting questions.
But the best part of this, and you know that I love that Blake has been struggling like this whole time with Garrett and literally like he can't take any more of hearing the name Garrett.
He was like twitching.
He was.
Again.
He can't stop twitching.
And then he breaks down at that point and was like, I just don't want to talk about Garrett anymore. And it's like, honestly, none of us do. But like, I like seeing you stress out over
it. I love seeing it stress out over it. But so the last couple episodes are always like super emotional. They're always like very lovey-dovey and all about real love. Great.
Quote unquote real love.
Quote unquote real love. What do you know about that?
Yeah, nothing.
But anyway, so it's like tough in the midst to find anything funny. And I have to say that like Blake just constantly questioning himself
and like going back and forth, like repeating things. You're like, you know what? This happened with my last relationship. And you know what? It turns out, spoiler alert, he was right, which was also really sad.
I think he'd made it happen himself though.
He put it out into the universe.
He totally did. Self Self-fulfilling prophet. What is it? Self-fulfilling prophecy. Yeah,
that's or like thing. Self-sabotage.
Self-sabotage is probably more like it.
One so or the other.
I love in the middle of this. I did write this down. Becca's like, I don't want to break these guys' hearts, and her mom with no chill goes, well, you will.
Oh yeah, her mom was like dead serious about it. She was like, well, this is gonna happen, so you just kind of need to make a decision.
And literally her comments to Garrett and Blake both were like, how are you going to deal with this when she sends you home?
Well, Garrett's pretty chill about it. You know, Blake was like, I don't know. I don't know. She's not going to. Like, is she going to ask him, like, ask himself all these questions? And then, of course, spiraling out in the moment interviews.
Well, the thing that, so again, families, the way this goes is families first and then they do dates, which was weird to me. I don't know why. I felt like.
I feel like the date or the.
It's usually like family date. Yeah. But, so during the family part, so it's family first and then dates, right? So it's, which is weird to me because usually it's family dates in my opinion for some reason. But with the family, I feel like if you go second, you're also kind of screwed. Cause I remember seeing this on Ari's season that like whoever the second person is, the family already likes the first person.
Oh yeah.
And you're just like completely screwed at that point.
Yeah, because you're the one, because they already set the bar, and if you're not like meeting sloppy, that bar,
sloppy seconds.
Right, you're getting the sloppy seconds.
Or what did he say on?
Oh, tonight he was like messy sloppy segundos. And we're like, that's later. Paradise
transition. Later.
No, but okay. So then they go into the dates. Garrett and Becca have a dope date.
They do. I wrote something funny down that Garrett said.
What did he say?
He goes, I don't know if it's the girl. I don't know if it's the equator, but I feel like I'm on the top of the world.
Oh, no. There's something about that doesn't add up.
Fun fact, Garrett, the equator isn't the highest part on the planet. It's just the middle of the planet.
Somebody buy Garrett a map.
But literally every episode like starts with a map now.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that. But Garrett still is.
He needs to see the episode before he's actually there. He needs he needs Becca to teach him all of her traveler agent tricks.
Knowledge.
Her knowledge.
Their date was awesome. Like, they were on this beautiful boat. They saw dolphins. And then you go to like Blake's date and
Alexis trained the dolphins.
Alexis, shout out to Alexis for training those dolphins. Special appearance.
How do you think they got him to show up?
So they got to Blake's date and what are they went like bike riding?
Yeah. He keeps kind of getting screwed. I feel like that's a thing. Like, if you don't get the fun date, then they don't see you as fun. So, like, all of his dates are about, like, intense talking and stuff.
Yeah, and, like, that's enough.
He does not do well in that situation.
He just, like, we just need to cut him off and put him in a situation where he doesn't have, like, cannot speak.
Totally.
And, like, gushes feelings every 10 seconds. Or then he brings out a scrapbook at the end. Yeah. Art department.
Okay. Where did he get these pictures from? His phone that he doesn't have?
I don't know, like, but he was like going through it and he was like, oh, remember the time when we did this, when we did that, you know, like 2 weeks ago?
My favorite part about it was she was like more interested in the box itself. She's like, you built this box? And he was like, no, but meaningful look inside. Stuff inside of it.
She's like, I don't know what that means. Like, I'm not picking you.
She kind of does like focus on that classic manly thing, right? Like, and that's like what keeps pulling her to Garrett, is that he's like, he fishes and he's like a hunter, and it's like that whole dad thing that they keep talking about.
Yeah, again with this episode, they keep talking about kids. Like, that's all they've, like, Becca and Garrett, but Becca only talked about it with Garrett.
That's right.
It's only with Garrett that she's like, oh my god, he's gonna be a great dad, I can't wait to have kids with him, our kids, blah blah blah, I'm throwing up. it's all of this like kid stuff. So I think
Garrett can't stop in this episode crying, talking about babies, and talking about Becca's dad.
Oh yeah,
it's weird.
He brings it up all the time.
And when they ask him about it, when they're like, "Oh, why did you ask about? Why did you keep talking about the dad?" He literally basically goes, "Well, I could tell that it mattered to her, so I emotionally manipulated her to talking to me about it because I could tell it was meaningful." Like, that's literally, he doesn't say that exactly.
No.
But it's 90% of what he says.
Yikes. I mean, yeah, he did keep bringing it up, but I mean, it worked in the end because.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I mean,
if it works.
I mean, I guess if it works, because, you know, in the end, they send, you know, Garrett and Blake on the boat across the in little suits in the Maldives.
Oh,
like,
my gosh, can you imagine
sweating,
how hot?
Sweating bullets. Like, Blake was literally wiping. You didn't know if it was sweat or tears coming from
him. It was probably both.
A little bit of both coming from coming from his face.
I feel you, Blake. That's how I feel in the subway.
I actually liked Blake's ring better.
I didn't really pay attention to the rings.
Oh, I did. I mean, Garrett's was really nice. It had like the three stone setting, yeah, and all the stones were giant, but I liked.
Okay. So here's my question. Cause I don't actually know this. The way it worked when I got my ring was they gave me like an option of five rings to pick from, like right there. But Taylor like hadn't picked her favorites or whatever. So there was like only, do you think, I wonder if on like when it's the Bachelorette or the, and or the Bachelor, that they get to like choose which ones is are their favorite. You think they just like,
I think Neil.
Neil. I'm gonna just our buddy Neil.
Our buddy Neil. I think they Neil brings in, you know, whatever rings.
Whatever he wants to pitch.
Whatever
this year.
Yeah, whatever he wants to pitch, like his collection, mm-hmm, and whatever ABC decides to, you know, throw money at or deems worthy of the Bachelorette or the.
Some of those rings are not
cute.
It's weird to me because like I expected actually. How terrible I get a free ring. But I was like, I was thinking it was so tough, so hard for Derek. I expected them all to be like beautiful and not knowing which one to pick. But I was like, the second I saw them, I went, that one. All the rest are
exactly
disgusting.
Which one I want.
Yeah, they were all gross.
Now, I think the thing is, I hope you don't mind me asking, when you have to give the ring back, like, you do have to give it back, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
after a certain amount of time.
Yeah, I don't remember what was in the contract, but it's like if you're not together for 2 years or something like that, they.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just know it wasn't close to long enough, so we had to send it back.
So we're sending it back anyways. Okay, so basically, you know, they pick out their rings, they go across the water. And
and then Becca is a savage and makes Blake
go through the whole thing
after complaining about Ari all season.
I know.
That was kind of like, I've, you know how like Nick Vile, you remember how Andy like came and was like, hey, it's not you beforehand.
Right. Yeah. She like ended it, but she was like, go ahead, Blake, dump all your feelings on me. Yeah. And then I'm going to take them and throw them right on back.
That was
insane.
It was literally Blake's worst nightmare.
She was like, wait. And we were like, it's too late to say wait because he just like, he just did it.
He said all of it. He said 95% of it.
The only thing he didn't do was get down on one knee. Mm-hmm. Yikes. I mean, she probably actually just wanted to hear it at the end.
Yeah.
Ugh. And then Garrett stumbling through his proposal speech.
Well, I'm pretty sure I love you and want to have babies with you.
babies. Like,
babies,
that's the whole thing.
Babies.
I do not want to be present at that wedding because all the vows are going to be is just like children this, children that.
They're definitely very classic. And like, coming from the Midwest, I kind of get that because she's from the Midwest too. And that's like what everybody wants.
Yeah.
Like, when they're younger. Mm-hmm. You know, Derek is talking in third person again and is very different from that.
Everybody wants that me. Okay, but yeah, that when they went to the final rose, you know, Blake came out and he was so sweet to her. Like, honestly,
totally.
I was really feeling Blake at the end there and I was super heartbroken for him.
I told you, I want Blake to be the Bachelor.
I don't know if he's emotionally stable
I want him to be the Bachelor.
Derek just wants to see someone crash and burn.
I think it's the best of both worlds. I think he'll hold it. Here's the thing. I think he'll hold it together well, and then at the end, he'll like
crumble,
and I just like in a
good TV,
great TV way. I would watch 3 hours of that.
Now, okay, so really quick, like, so you think Blake should be the next Bachelor? What about like, what about Jason? Oh, really quick side note about Jason, I like low key changed my mind.
Kay met him, and now she's like, oh my God, he's the best.
I'm like googly eyed over him. He's like the nicest person ever.
I just didn't like the when he was on, what was it called, Mental Law. Mm-hmm. It just felt really salesy. I didn't feel genuine.
Well, did you see his hair and his suit? Like, of course it did.
Exactly. I felt like I was being sold a used car.
Yeah, I know.
He seemed nice. I'm sure he's nice. But again, I think we've had too many like polished bachelors lately.
So you don't think Colton is...
No, because Colton is like... Listen, those NFL guys, like, they go through... Because Jordan on my season talked about it. They literally go through like PR training. They know exactly how to talk to the media. They've been taught how to do all of that stuff. So I just like... That's how like Nick was. He was like, he took acting lessons. I want somebody like that just...
Boring.
Yeah. So is Colton.
Woof.
He's just pretty and smiles.
Pretty, yeah. Colton's pretty and he smiles. And he's a good person, though. Like, Colton's a good person.
I'm not saying anything about how he is as a person.
I know. I was just, like, putting that out there because I think he's hot. No, but I think...
Note to everyone. If you're hot, you're a good person.
I guess I could get on the Blake train just because... it would be an interesting end, but I feel like he would just develop feelings for all of these women. And
exactly.
That's too much.
I love, you know how they fall in love with the last two? Blake's going to be like, I love all six of these women.
I know. And he goes, I can't choose. Like, Blake ends up like removing himself from the show. Blake ends up removing himself from the show because he's like, I can't be here anymore because I don't know how to choose. And then he's just like crying in a corner, like rocking back and forth.
Right.
So, okay. That was honestly, that was the finale. There was no surprises, no real surprises. You know, Becca and Garrett, I was going to say Blake, sorry. Becca and Garrett come out at the end and they're like so happy and they have their People magazine cover.
You know what I really liked though was they, their like little cutaway to their secret weekend. They were totally hammered.
Hammered. Yeah. I saw like the Becca's eyes looked a little bloodshot and she'd blink, but like one was blinking before the other.
There was more laughing than like they just did not stop. So I kind of like that.
I mean, I would be hammered too if I saw like the guy that I was like seeing secretly liking for the first
horrible
time.
Horrible memes.
Yeah. Oh. They brought that up.
They did bring
it
up.
Yeah, they did.
Should we talk about that for a second?
Yeah. So they brought up the fact that Garrett was liking, you know, really controversial memes. And, you know, Becca like stood by him. He apologized. And
but okay, Becca was kind of like the mom that was like, this is how you're going to say this.
Uh-huh. Oh, for
sure.
He
didn't really say he was sorry.
Yeah. He totally said he was sorry.
He said he was sorry for how it made her feel, which is why like in this whole thing I still can't get behind Garrett too much, because I feel like he's actually like a sketchy person who, oh shit, we didn't talk about this yet.
What?
The memes that he liked were about like school shootings.
Oh yeah, I know.
And here Blake,
oh my God, right, Blake
experienced that. So I wonder how Blake felt about that, like in the middle of all of this.
Blake was probably
we never talked about that until
was probably super, yeah, wow. And then like really quick, I remember like a clip of Blake being like, you know, all I can think about is how happy she's gonna be when Garrett proposes, and that like shook me.
He was cutting us to the core.
He was like, I had to deal with this alone, and I was like, me too, man. Like, I was like, I feel you.
Where were you watching the show?
I was watching the show in the comfort of my own bed, which was really nice. But I was like, I was tearing up for him because, you know, we've all been through that sort of like breakup, yeah. And he's doing it on national television. We all saw how Blake was like in it for the long haul.
I have to say, it's like, imagine. I really feel for him because breakups are tough enough when you have like your friends and family around. He hasn't talked to literally anybody. Well, he talked to his family for like 2 hours, but he hasn't really talked to anybody for like 8 weeks, 10 weeks.
He's
at this
like
point
been
in
off
time.
The grid.
Yeah. And like the producers have been asking him questions nonstop.
Honestly. Yeah. Like, you know, I've been seeing all of the guys posting together this and that, but like, he's been pretty like,
no, because he was out of it, right? Exactly.
That's so interesting. Maybe it was because he was still on the show.
Well, because they don't want like you to know between the last two who like wins. So the rest of them kind of like, it makes it obvious. And everybody like starts group chatting, you know?
Oh, of course.
But like the last two on our season two, like Robbie didn't was not involved in anything until a lot later.
I hate that Robbie gets brought up in every single one of our episodes, but he's truly just like
hilarious, like to laugh at.
To laugh at, and like a trigger for me sometimes. Like I'm like, stop bringing up Robbie, but like I can't help it. He's always there.
Well, that's the end of The Bachelorette. We did it in pretty quick time.
Congrats, Becca and Garrett. We're going to move on to more important matters. This shit show of them all, Bachelor in Paradise. Tonight was the first episode. When we started the episode, we were on hour 4. We did 5 hours of Bachelor.
Okay, so I actually woke up. I didn't watch The Bachelorette last night. I woke up this morning and watched it. So I literally watched 5 hours
today of Bachelor in one day.
Today, yeah.
So hot. I don't know what you guys are doing at home.
It was amazing, I mean.
I don't know what you guys are doing at home, but if you're not watching 5 hours of Bachelor.
Living my best life. That's what I'm doing.
It was, it's just a lot, especially like ABC is not giving us like a second for air. Not a second.
Well, so it starts right away and it's basically a lot of people from the last two seasons. There's like just a couple of people.
Randos?
From, yeah, just randoms. Kevin, the dude from Canada, right?
I think Winter Games.
Yeah, but I think he was second on some on one of the Canadian Bachelorettes or something.
I think he is like...
Well, he spills the first tea of the season.
Oh, right. Yeah. He like...
He didn't spill the tea. He like poured it.
He dumped it out.
He dumped it, but then they tried to just like move past it real quick. Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah. There was nothing about it. Because they
love That's why. I don't know. I've never met her before.
It's just, I haven't either, but I just feel like it's so, this whole, well, first of all, let's get into what he said. So he was doing his like little in the moment interview thing about like, hey, I'm Kevin. I was on blah, 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 blah. And Winter Games, like me and Ashley were together. But then he was like, but then she started kissing
Jared.
Jared.
That, like, she apparently
cheated on her.
Yeah.
I guess. She cheated on him.
Yeah.
Which is not surprising because Jared was, Jared said, you know, hey, I want to date you now because we're getting ready to become irrelevant. So let's do a thing.
I feel that way about them. That's
like, 100% it. They announced it the day of The Bachelorette.
I know. It's so weird. Like it does feel, I don't know. Cause they're so crazy. Those two,
you guys, it's a scam.
I
want to
believe it. Honestly, it's a scam.
It's a scam.
I want to believe it, but I don't. I can't believe it.
I can't believe it because it is.
Everything does seem planned. Like every piece of it always seems planned.
And his captions are just so mushy and so just gross. And like, oh, I'm so ready to spend the rest of my life with her. It's like, since when?
But his jawline, perfect.
Don't care. Since when? Like you're not ready to spend the rest of your life with her because 2 weeks ago when
literally
you were not into it. So apparently she cheated on him. Kevin like let it rip on all this. He was like,
I could not like if there was an ex that was with somebody else and I was like in real life, we're talking about real life now. Because look, they are not on the show right now. Like they're in real life. These people have no reason to get engaged unless they really want to get engaged.
And they did.
So real life, if my ex was like dating some other guy, there's no way I could be like, hey, I want to make out with you some night. And then 2 weeks later be like, let's get engaged. So all that. Okay. Now I'm on your side. Now I'm on your team.
It's a total. I mean, it's a total ploy. I mean, if they would have announced it at some random point in time, but they announced it the day The Bachelorette started it.
I forgot that. I didn't know that. That's
yeah. I would not forget this. I was like, this is the craziest thing ever. Of course they are, because there is about to be a whole new batch of people that are about to, you know, start their Insta fame. And Ashley, totally. I and Jared are like, wait, what about us? So they decided to like get together, and apparently she cheated on Kevin.
Which, for Instagram followers.
For Instagram hashtag worth it. Kevin.
Maybe it was.
I mean,
you just were
was.
Down on Kevin, and now all of a sudden he's not worth it.
I just forgot about the Ashley thing for a second.
Yeah.
But okay, so then we have Joe. Grocery store Joe.
Grocery store Joe.
The Chicago accent. Like, do you have... What's your Chicago accent?
So Joe says three things to Chris. Chris is trying to talk to him. He goes, I'm back.
Yeah.
I know. He's like, what happened to you, Joe? And Joe's like, I was nervous. Like, literally three words is all he
can. You have an outstanding Joe accent. It's the Chicago.
It is
Chicago.
Chicago. Oh my gosh.
I know. Did if you guys want to start using that, you can, but.
Have you? Did you just make that up?
Honestly, right now? In my head.
Oh my gosh.
Actually, no, I commented that on one of the Bachelor Guys photos on Instagram because they were like, where was Joe in Chicago?
That
I was like, Chicago.
Comes from your head.
Still comes from my head. Still came from my head. Okay. So.
Third thing that Joe says, Chris Harrison goes, well, do you think this is going to go better for you? Hope so. And then he just smiles after everything. When Kendall, when they're talking, literally she's like, I don't get this, but I just really like him.
Well, she was like, we haven't really talked about anything. All we've talked about is the weird things that he says, which I don't know who has better one-liners, him or Jordan now.
Oh my God. Jordan's
are always like very intricate and like thought out, but not actually thought out. But you have Joe who's just like.
Joe just accidentally stumbles across it.
I'm back.
And he trips, you know, like when you trip and you look at the ground like, hey, what just did that? That's like him.
Yeah. Oh my, that was a really good.
I've been talking to Jordan on the side. We've been working out through some
working
analogies.
Out some stuff for the podcast.
Doing analogy workouts in my brain.
Yeah. Joe, he's just so cute. Obviously flirting with Kendall. I'm like here for the Kendall thing. Kendall is so positive and sweet. I think she's so pretty. She's my favorite.
I can't stop looking at her, but I don't know what it is.
Eyes.
It is her eyes.
Yeah, her eyes are so pretty.
I could stare into those.
Oh my
sorry,
God.
That was a little too much.
No, Kendall, I think I hope she ends up with somebody good this season because she is my favorite out of all of them. I really liked her on Ari's season.
I think she kind of blakes out a little bit too. Like, I think she gets in her head too.
Maybe. She's very like not holistic maybe. Oh yeah, because she's in like taxidermy and she's.
Wait. How about she and Joe talking about dead people? That just reminded me. That was the weirdest thing. She literally asked him in the middle of their conversation. She's saying that Joe is saying some weird stuff. She's like, have you ever seen a dead person?
But in her head, this is like accurate.
That's
this
like
is,
normal conversation.
This is normal conversation.
I don't know about this girl.
No, I'm here for Kendall.
She sounds like a murderer.
But
have you ever seen a dead person?
Have you ever seen a dead person?
Maybe you will during Paradise.
And then we have Crystal.
Oh,
Crystal's back with her. But without a voice.
Yeah,
without
what happened to her weird voice?
She probably saw herself on camera and then everybody making fun of her and was like, maybe
she's
I
been
don't
taking
do
vocal
this.
Lessons.
Yeah, you're just speaking in like a human tone.
Or just being normal. Like, because when we saw her, I don't remember what it was, maybe Women Tell All, she totally sounded different. So
she sounded, yeah, normal again.
But that's what I'm talking about with like people getting and acting different when they're on the show. I feel like you can sniff that out really quickly. And it just, to me, it just like rubs me the wrong way. Because I hated that when like, I don't know.
But if you think about it, like you have a camera in your face. You're constantly being watched.
I've been there. I know.
I'm saying from just a perspective like that, of course they're acting different. They're being watched 24/7. I mean, everybody on social media acts different when they're in front of their like Instagram story.
True. Filtered.
Filter.
Crystal's
filtered voice is gone. Even though I was hoping it was still going to be here.
Just to make fun of it. Did you practice that just for this podcast?
No, I'm just really talented.
Well, I don't know. Who else is there? The first two people were Tia and...
Tia. I just want to save Tia for later because I have a lot of feels.
You have a lot of Tia?
I have a lot of tea. But we have David, the chicken guy.
Oh.
Definitely got hotter.
He had a good glow up.
He had a great glow up. He was tan. He got a nose job.
I didn't look at him that closely.
Oh, he definitely got a nose job.
Oh, yeah, because he broke his nose.
He broke his face.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he got a nose job. It was really funny because when they walked in and the guys were picking out their beds, he goes, I'm gonna pass on the top bunk.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, so you don't fly
the
over.
The truth
it.
Is, that was like someone at ABC was like, no.
No, you're definitely going bottom on the bottom bunk. With like a gate.
Yeah.
I don't care like where you're coming from or what bunk you're on, you're gonna be on like completely locked in.
So that first night on Paradise last year, I got a little bit drunk before everyone else did.
No one's surprised.
A little bit. And I definitely was the first one into the bedrooms and stole someone else's bed. But like, I claimed it for the whole rest of the time.
Ew.
I was supposed to be like up on
whose
the top.
Whose bed was
I don't even know. I don't even care.
Were they pissed? Did they say something?
Yeah. I don't remember who it was.
What? Yes, you do.
No, I really don't. I hope it was Alex's.
Oh my gosh. I was like, why aren't you telling me this right now?
I hope it was. No, I really don't know.
I have a question.
What's up?
So there's something that I've noticed on these seasons, but I haven't like gotten a confirmation on it. The puka shell necklaces. Is it 2000? Is it like 1999, like early 2000s? Or is it?
It's just about the look.
You're lying.
Yeah, I am. It's actually the microphones.
I thought
so. So because they don't have any thing to clip it on. So they put your necklace on.
I was like, there's no way these dudes are voluntarily wearing like puka shells
it's for
around
the look.
Their neck.
Yeah. So there you go. That's just the microphones.
Okay.
And actually, so on our season, we kept a running tally of who ruined the most microphones. Jasmine ruined 7 microphones. Like
how?
The packs though in the back, because you can't go in the water. So they actually make, I kid you not, so the packs that, there's like a receiver part that goes around your back so that they can like pick it up from afar.
Yeah.
They put an actual condom around it. It's
It's
made for this though. Like they tie it and everything. And then basically she just
kept breaking the condom.
She kept just jumping in the water, like going in the ocean. It was like every turn the producers were like, no, Jasmine, stop.
Honestly, that's so relatable.
But absolutely Jasmine too, you know, like she didn't hear them at all.
She was like, okay, bye.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like, God, there's another mic.
And they're each like $2,000. So that was like $14,000 in microphone equipment.
That's goals. If I'm going on Paradise, I'm going to
make
sure.
That's what you want to do.
Yeah. Or like Guinness Book of World.
Wait, so
mics
we
on
noticed,
Paradise.
I made this joke, brushed my shoulders off, that last year Paradise, like they literally had the drunk filter on our picture.
Stop.
It looks like when you look at it, go look at last year's Paradise picture. Everyone is, first of all, hammered because we didn't have a 2-drink minimum then. And
we know.
And something happened. I don't know what it was. But literally, like, the whole scene just looks like dark and just like waiting for some shit to go down. This year's, they're all like perfect, everything.
Chelsea does not move. Chelsea literally has the drink in her hand. She's like, don't blink.
Exactly.
Chelsea's was completely still. Whose was really ridiculous? Oh yeah, Bibiana does like some sort of mic drop. Speaking of Bibiana, I love Bibiana.
I do too.
She's a little extra.
She's kind of like
this season.
But all right, so I lived in Miami for a while, and her brand of humor and like the stuff she says totally is very Miami. But like, I can see how the jokes she's making, other people are like, not so funny.
Yeah, just
she makes like 3 or 4 that everyone is looking at her like, huh?
But she did say, she said one thing, and Bibiana was like, if my ass isn't getting blurred out, I've done something wrong.
Life lessons.
Live your life this way. By Bibiana. So of course, her whole thing, she's like rolling around in like the grungiest sand on the beach.
Yeah. Wait, there's like seaweed everywhere.
Everywhere. They're like, where can we put her that it's the most ridiculous?
Yeah.
So Bibiana, and then let's see. Oh yeah. Let's just like honestly get it over with.
Well, most of the rest of the episode is about Tia.
Tia.
And her like side-eyeing to look every single guy that comes up, she's like breaking
Colton.
Her neck. Like I'm sorry,
like,
she had to probably see a chiropractor after that.
She just is so, she's so taken back by Colton. So if you guys missed,
I don't think she's taken back. I think she is
taken aback or like
obsessed.
Yeah, like so. If you guys missed last season of The Bachelorette, first of all, where were you?
Psycho.
Second of all, she came in and literally like blew up Becca and Colton's like relationship, and Colton gets into it in this episode, and he's like, you know, I was in love with Becca. Like, you came in and sort of like not messed it up, but like messed it up.
And Tia's like, oh, I'm sorry. Do you want
to
kiss me?
I didn't mean to do that. I just, you know, I'm sorry if I caused any.
Look at you doing the accent.
Thank you so much. I'm like, this is like the episode of accents.
I guess so.
But okay, so she's literally bringing up Colton in every single every single sentence that she
we
has.
We ran out of tally marks for keeping track. We actually started off trying to, and we couldn't do
and
it.
I was like, I can't keep up with this. I'm trying to meme this. I'm trying to do like watch the actual episode, and every other word that comes out of Tia's mouth is Colton. And so
I love what the producers did to her.
And then she gets that date card.
Yeah, she gets a date card before Colton is there. So Colton's not there yet.
So they're like, how can we really fuck this up?
And she takes, how all of a sudden Chris? Did Chris become a goose?
Hi, Chris.
Chris was the psychopath that looks like
that
Eddie
spiraled
from
out of
Friends
control.
That spiraled.
That looks like Perez Hilton.
He looks like the guy from Friends.
I mean, yeah. Just they're like both, a mix.
Both of them.
But yeah, she takes him out on a date, and then she's like, in the middle of the date, she goes, like, Colton who? And we're like, you literally just said his name. Like, you're not
she's
over
like
him.
She's trying so hard to pretend.
Trying that she's so hard. No, it's not working. She goes on a date with him, and she's like
and
pretending.
And she tries to get over him by getting under Chris. Not actually. They just made out, but still. I feel like that was her tactic there. Like, she was trying to, she's trying to
have something. Well, also, I guess the girls aren't in trouble for like roses. It's only the guys that need the rose. Exactly.
So Chris is like, I'll do whatever it takes.
Chris is desp.
Desp.
So,
and he also,
per usual.
And actually, so none of the girls on the show, so think about this. They started filming it like the second week of The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
So none of these people have seen him spiral out yet. So they don't know.
No, they have no idea that what's actually about to happen.
Yeah.
So then we have like Kendall and Joe, which is really cute. We talked about. And then honestly, you know,
wait,
Nick.
Yeah. Wait, wait, which
Nick
one's
and
Nick?
Nick, he's like the drunk one. He was with Chelsea. So Nick, I don't know if he's like
he's the guy from Florida that's like super shredded, right?
Shredded.
And looks like he's high all the time.
Yeah, his body is like gaga.
He looks like, you know how Will's eyes are closed? His eyes are closed even more than
but
Will's.
They're not closed, but they're just like going, like blinking at different times, and his eyes are kind of just rolling around in his head. Like, you know those like dolls, those doll babies that you get when you're younger, and like
ooh,
the eyes like
creepy?
Yeah. Ugh. But the eyes kind of like flat, the eyelids flopping on one side, and the eyes are kind of just like
that's like from Toy Story, that one like doll in the back.
Nick.
That's Nick.
That's
but he
Nick.
Has a six pack.
But he has a six pack, so we're here for it. But yeah, so Paradise. That was really it. It was just an episode of like intros, getting to know everybody. I'm not super excited about anyone. I'm excited to see what like Jordan does. I'm a big fan.
I'm a big fan of Jordan. We did miss the last thing, which is that Colton comes and then Tia goes on a date with him. I love you. Just want to avoid Tia so
I'm just
much.
Avoiding Tia. But yeah, Tia and Colton go on their date. And I'm surprised that he asked her though, because he literally like bypassed her. He talked to three different girls before
okay,
Tia.
Okay, so like everybody on Twitter was trying to call him like out for that. I don't think that's weird. Why has he got to go to Tia right away?
Right, he already knows her.
He already, and not only that, but like it was Tia that came on the show to look for him the first time around. Not him
right.
looking. Why is that his problem? That's not his problem.
No, that is not his problem. No, I.
That's not your
Derek's
problem.
Derek's like
Colton.
A Z snap. No, yeah, that he already knows her. He just wants to see like the other girls before he goes and asks her out on a date right away, because that's crazy. Like if he talked to her first and then went up to two girls, I feel right. like she would be just as pissed.
It would have been any different. It was no winning on that one.
No.
Wait, I just noticed. This is so true, by the way.
Oh, we have a tweet.
Literally right behind you is your Betches tweet.
So we have a full, so if you're not seeing this, but we have a full wall of memes in our podcast room, and they're all framed.
Was this planned, or is this just, I just noticed this?
You did just notice this, but you should definitely read it out loud.
Okay. It says, and actually, this is so weird because I thought of this today. All right.
This tweet was from 2017. I was just trying to like see what
it says. Honestly, Bachelor in Paradise is so important to me because it shows that super hot girls get ignored by average looking guys too.
So all of you girls out there that are super hot, don't fret over the ugly guys, because hashtag same on Bachelor in Paradise. It doesn't matter.
I think that's
matter.
The perfect way to wrap up.
Episode. That's the perfect. Yeah. So make sure you guys rate and comment and subscribe
and email us. We want to answer emails.
Yes, we want to answer emails. Make sure you email us at betchelor@betches.com, betchelor@betches.com. We will be back here next week.
And every week, please.
And every week, which I need to figure out the schedule for Paradise.
I know. I don't even know, actually.
Whatever. It's going to be another 2 hours of my week.
Every
but
week.
I'm here for it. So, make sure you email us if you have questions, if you have things that you want us to talk about, if you have inside tips. We want to know. Bachelor@betches.com. All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Ciao. Bye.